Bahrain forces are keeping up the pressure on the dissent. Regime forces attack anti-government protesters in several parts of the country. Police fired tear gas against the demonstrators in Sitra, east of the capital, Manama. Similar protest rallies in some other villages, including Saiba and Daya, were confronted by the regime. A number of people are said to have been injured in the violence. The demonstrations come hours after thousands of protesters hit the streets in Manama on the eve of this year's Formula One Grand Prix competitions in Bahrain. Opposition leaders have called on protesters to use the presence of foreign media at the race to have their voices heard by the world. Bahrain has witnessed mass anti-regime rallies since February 2011. Scores of people have been killed and many more detained since then. For more on this, let's go to Washington and talk to Said Ali Wasif, President of the Society for International Reforms and Research. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Wasif, first of all, what is the main reason behind Bahrain holding the Formula One race despite the harsh crackdown by the regime and the continued protests by the people?
It's the support of the European community, the support of the United States and so on, the support of the Saudi regime to the Bahraini regime and the Gulf Cooperation Council there. The thing is whether the present Bahraini government will be able to sustain, will be able to survive the pressure from the demonstrators, from the Bahraini people who are firm, resolved, consistent, and persistent in toppling the government, in asking for reforms. So if the government denies the reform today, it will be too late in the future. And I think the people will resort to more violence. And there is an indication that there are cracks appearing inside the Al Khalifa family, that they are now looking for international support, for weapons, for new personnel. They are recruiting people from Pakistan, from other countries, to join hands with the Bahraini forces to track down and to clamp down the protesters there in Bahrain. So they are too desperate now. That is, this is an indication that the Bahraini government is no more stable because of the international shopping they have been going through. Lately, the Al Khalifa family and the chief, the Al Khalifa himself, was in Pakistan shopping for weapons and recruiting members of the terrorist organizations there, of the former military personnel in Pakistan. So they seem to be desperate. And this is an indication that the movement in Bahrain, movement by the people of Bahrain, is going through a critical phase in the right direction. And it seems that shortly they will seem to be having an upper hand.